103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. And it's Homegrown Week here on KUMD, and we have a special guest live from Studio A here joining us. Hey, welcome to KUMD.
Hey, Maya, thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it. So good to be here.
It's Solomon. So Solomon Witherspoon is playing all part of Homegrown. The lineup is big tonight. And he'll be playing part of the Craft District night. Now, this is new. It had been downtown in the past. So tonight, all Craft District, all the way from 18th Avenue West to about 27th Avenue West, Solomon kicks off Duluth Cider lineup at 7:45.
Yes, we're so excited. Yes, yes, yes.
Right? You're going to be followed by Paper Parlor and Woodblind. And Duluth Cider is kind of new. It's located at 2307 West Superior Street.
Showtime, showtime, baby.
So you are originally from Duluth and have a well-known family.
Yes,
I'll say,
absolutely.
And you were born and raised here, but now you're a lifelong musician, son of a preacher, am I right? Soul and R&B singer, and you're back playing Homegrown.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us, how does that feel to be back part of Homegrown?
Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. It feels excellent to be back home, you know, Homegrown roots. I've been back now for 2 years, actually. I was down in Minneapolis. I was on many tours. I traveled all over California, New York, Florida, Kentucky. But the greatest joy with music is always just putting a smile on somebody's face and making them dance. You know what I mean? Just making them dance. Right. So being back home to play in this festival, it's a true blessing.
Have you played Homegrown before?
I believe I played Homegrown with the Soul Prophets back in 1999 with my two older brothers and Jason Mankey and Manuel Guzman. So 1999, I believe you played Homegrown.
Nice.
At the North Shore Theaters, I believe.
Oh, wow. And then, of course, it closed and then came around again.
Yep.
It's so exciting. Well, fun that you're back in the lineup.
Thank you.
Are you excited? Nervous? How are you feeling?
You know, just like every show, you know, you get the butterflies, but they're the butterflies with joy. You know, I'm always ready and enthusiastic. I'm ready just to hit that stage, you know what I mean, and give people just something to leave with, a good smile, a nice positive vibe. So I cannot wait. I'm ecstatic tonight. Yeah, showtime.
So what I hear is you just said that positive vibe, and listening to your songs, you really bring positivity.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you write these?
I do write my songs. My songs come from just my personal experience in life, but you know, I truly believe that there's light in all dark situations. So I think it's necessary and imperative that we just elaborate on positivity. There's too much negative in the world, and I want to do the reciprocal. I want to be the opposite. I want to be that light that shines for everybody, regardless of who you are, where you come from, and what you do.
Well, it comes through in your lyrics. There's no doubt about it. I really enjoyed, you know, that's not really true. Sometimes people really share those sad stories or those hard, you know, a lot of heartache and
yes,
a lot
ma'am.
Of other, you
Absolutely.
Know, not so positive stories.
Yes.
There's a place for those too, but really some positivity coming from
Absolutely.
Your music.
Absolutely.
So talk about who's your band?
Well, tonight, what's awesome tonight about the lineup, I have my favorite musicians, actually. I have Sean Smitty Smith on the drums. I have Ryan Butler on the bass guitar. And I have Tracy Blake on the guitar. Some world-class, you know, musicians. I've had the true blessing and opportunity to travel and play with these guys on a few tours. So I was in Minneapolis for 20 years. I actually had a chance to headline at Paisley Park. I played with numerous people with Prince's band. Absolutely. So
Very
it's
fun.
Been a blessing. So tonight I can't wait for this lineup. It's going to be awesome tonight.
What are some of the groups that you played with while you've been away from Duluth? Anyone?
I played with so many people, but pretty much I've been, you know, playing with my own band.
Okay.
I mean, I've sat in on a few other bands, but pretty much I've had my own band, and I played with, like, the New Congress, you know, 1017, the old Crazy Betty, Dr. Marvel's
Combo.
Oh, yeah,
Combo. The old Crazy
Betty.
Yes,
yep. Toby Churchill and the boys, Aaron Cosgrove, yeah. So grew up playing with them guys.
Right.
So I've just kind of, you know, I've played on multiple stages, actually, multiple
Wait,
stages.
Wait, the New Congress. That
yep.
was, what you guys would play the Caboos
exactly.
and whatnot?
We played the Caboos.
Right?
We played the Fine Line. We played Bunkers. Yeah, me, Russ King, and Orange Cosgrove actually started the band.
And then that whole scene, Dr. Mamo's Combo,
yep, exactly,
and all that.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, we played Bunkers every Thursday night.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yep, also
right?
played
That's
with Kit Blackshire.
Place.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So played with some heavy hitters.
And right in the scene there in Minneapolis.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
right
a
there.
Lot of good groove and funk. Now, how do you categorize your music? Soul, R&B?
I'm a soul, hip hop, garage, funk, gospel.
Oh, I like the gospel. Right, right. Gotta add that in.
Absolutely. See the best for last.
So what are we going to hear tonight? New tunes, old tunes, maybe something that we recognize?
Tonight we're going to do a combination of a couple of old tunes, you know. I just released a CD a couple years ago. It was a collaborative combination of a few different artists.
Uh-huh.
So it's not necessarily G-rated.
Oh.
So tonight we're going to do a nice little combination of a little bit of older, you know, a minute dose of new stuff, you know, but a real cool, funky, soul vibing groove. You know, if you come tonight, it'll have the church effect. When you walk in church, you leave differently.
You're
receive the message. So tonight I'm going to give you something to feel tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Well, why don't we hear something here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this. Is Walk Down?
This song is called Walk Down. We actually recorded this when I was with USR record label. We recorded this at NPR, the number one, you know, music college institute in Minnesota right now. So we actually recorded this song here at IPR down in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's called Walk Down.
Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Come on, come on. Said that to mama. Said now you know. In the shallow. Can we go for the walk, baby? Yeah, you and me, yeah. We gon' walk down the street. Walk down, walk down, walk down, walk down, walk. Walk down, walk down, walk down, walk down, walk. Excuse me, mama, how you be? Would it be all right? You and me, little conversation, yeah. You and me, we gon' walk down the street. Walk down, walk down, walk. Walk down, walk down, walk down, walk down, walk down, walk down.
103.3 KUMD and a little taste of Solomon, who is playing all part of Duluth Homegrown Music Festival tonight over at Duluth Cider, and he is here live from Studio A. Well, good afternoon. I'm so glad you could join us.
Oh, thanks. It's just a blessing to be in the presence of Maya. You are a true blessing. Thanks
well,
for having me.
We had a lot of fun talking about the old music scene in Minneapolis there while we listened. And I wish the band could have joined us, but they're traveling up here through this wintry weather.
Yes, coming from Minneapolis, absolutely. Yes.
And a lot of good old players that have played with you in the past and in your time away from Duluth.
Yes.
Are you glad to be back?
You know what? There's no better feeling. No place like home. No place like home. You know, I thought that was like a saying from The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
But once you leave, it's kind of like, you know, every time I leave Duluth, I kind of turn around. It's like, oh, I cannot wait to get back there. So it feels good to be home. Absolutely.
I want to talk a little bit about your songwriting.
Sure.
What inspires you? What gets you going? Do you pick up the guitar first, or are you thinking about ideas?
Right. Well, thanks for asking, Maya. Well, for me personally, growing up, my father was a pastor, so I was in church my whole life. We had a choir called the Witherspoon Choir, and usually in church, you know, you have your own, like, you know, congregation choir, not the family choir, but our church was the opposite. Our church was the Witherspoon Choir with no congregation in our choir besides my family members. So growing up, singing hymns and, you know, learning some, you know, pretty cool, you know, dynamic chords. First and foremost, I like the melody to touch me first, because when I'm at the destitute of life, even as a child, on my bad days, I would just hum a nice little melody and that brought me out. So my style right now of writing right now, it came from my older brother, Stephon Witherspoon, which is my favorite writer in the world. What he taught me was, first and foremost, you got to fall in love with what you believe in. You know what I mean? I believe in my melodies. Some people have to write first. They got to write lyrics first. I write when I play the piano. I'm a pianist. So I'll play the piano. I'll hum a melody. And off of my melody, I will put words into that. So I think it's important. In everything I've been through, I've had a brother murdered, a sister murdered. So I've allowed my hard times just to be my triumph. You know what I mean? So that's my writing style. I play by popping the piano, and I just got to feel it. It's very, very, you know, methodical to me, and it's very personal to me. But my writing style, I get in the piano, I create my melody, and through my melody, my words just find themselves. They find themselves.
Do you find your brother and sister inspiring you?
Oh, my goodness.
Today?
There's not a day that passes by, literally without at least 10 times a day that I don't feel their presence. And my father passed away also. So for me, I'm in touch with their souls, and I get in touch when I'm on the piano, and everything I do is a dedication and memory of them. See, they're not gone. They're living through us with every breath we take until we see them again.
Well, tell us just a little bit about the family choir, because so you play the piano, and not everyone is with you now, but
yep.
You know, talk about when you were young, and did you feel the pressure, or was it exciting? Who was the best?
You know,
or did you have like that? You know, was there sibling rivalry? Who got the lead?
Well, you know, it's funny, Maya. Actually, you know, when you're young, you know, it's hard to sing in front of your friend, let alone your family, let alone your church. So for us, it was always hard. We did not want to sit up in front of church and sing songs. We didn't want to really, you know, we didn't practice them really. But what's funny is in my family, my brother Sebastian was the lead singer growing up. He doesn't sing at all anymore. He still has a beautiful voice. But he was the lead singer. And of course, you know, we always thought we could out-sing each other. You know, I've always kind of want to sit in my little lane. But we had a family of 10. And, you know, once we came together and once we stopped, you know, nitpicking each other, you know, our voices really molded together and it was a heavenly sound. So, you know, my parents made the call. We respected, you know, their word. And, you know, Sebastian was the lead singer and we just did what we were told. And at the end of the day, you know, we ate together, prayed together. And it was a beautiful day.
Well, how do you feel getting that lead spot now that you got your own spot in your own band?
Oh, I tell you.
You can sing the lead.
Yeah. You know, thanks for asking. My word is simple. I feel blessed, not only to be, you know, the lead in the band, but just to, you know, have a fresh day of life, to create a new opportunity, to shake a new hand, and to touch one soul. So I feel completely blessed that the Lord bestowed upon me, you know, the ability to perform in front of people and to have a beautiful band. So I feel blessed beyond mention.
It's going to be fun tonight, isn't it?
Oh my goodness!
I'm telling you, it's going to be
magical. And I say that humbly. You know, we will set the church effect off. We're going to have a good time tonight. Absolutely.
We're going to set the tone at Duluth Cider.
Yeah.
Oh, Solomon. Hey, thanks for coming in so much.
God bless you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, let me remind everyone of the details here. Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, of course, it's celebrating Craft District Night tonight. Venues all over the Craft District. That's up and down Superior Street on the West End. And that, of course, includes Duluth Folk School, Lake Superior Brewing, Bent Paddle Brewing, Duluth Cider, and the Caddy Shack. And, of course, our guest, Solomon, taking the stage at Duluth Cider, 7:45 tonight. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, Duluth, I'll see you guys soon. Bless up.
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Well, today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean with assistance from Emma Gilhausen and myself, Maya Jensen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can find information about the upcoming guests here for Homegrown Week live from Studio A. You can listen to previous sessions all at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is KUMD Duluth Public Radio. Thanks for listening.